Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome aboard. We are saluting fathers today. I hope you enjoy the show. Here we go. Everyone, this is your host, Teresa Banks, and you are listening to LSEC Radio. And as always, it is a pleasure to be back on the broadcasting air to speak with you today. Happy Father's Day to all of you that are fathers or serving in the role, or actually moms that are also doubling as the father task type role as well. Happy Father's Day. I don't know about where you are and what the weather is like, but Father's Day weather here in the Chicagoland area is absolutely beautiful. It's very hot, very sticky, but it's still beautiful. And I've had a smile on my face all day because I've been smelling all this barbecue type scent in the air. And I just imagine all the dads that may be out grilling right now, or hopefully your families are grilling for you, or maybe they took you out to eat. But I just imagine dads maybe outside just doing some grilling, just relaxing today and unwinding. And I truly hope that you are taking a break and that you are just kicking back and enjoying today, whether it's a beautiful day like it is here in the Chicagoland area, or it's raining, or maybe it's snowing where you are. Regardless of where you are, I hope that your Father's Day is fantastic. Well, what I'd like to do with today's show is to just share some words about fatherhood. Over the years, I have had an opportunity to watch the father works of my father, Marion, my grandfather, Cecil, and fathers within my family, like my brother Marvin, as well as my brother-in-law, Daryl, and certainly my awesome friend, Robert. And as I've looked at all of these gentlemen, I've seen their different interpretations, if you will, of fatherhood and the way that they work with their daughters and their sons and just helping their children and trying to be as best of fathers that they can be. So for those that I've named, I dedicate today's show to all of them within my family and my close buddy, Robert. You know, as I think about fatherhood, you know, to me, from a woman's perspective, it just seems like there is so much expected. It seems like to really be a great dad, you have to be one that's truly present in a child's life. You know, whether it be mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, one that's really making a difference, that's listening to your kid and what they have to say, especially in today's society where children can be so easily swayed and with so much going on in their lives, to really listen to the problems they're tackling, to celebrate with them all the great things that they're accomplishing, and to encourage them so that as they get older, they'll be inspired to achieve great things. And then on top of being present and listening, you're also learning from our young people. I mean, they have all this technology that's out. their little world is spinning so fast, and I'm sure as dads you're constantly playing that running game to catch up and to see how you truly can stay involved in their lives. From fathers, you're expected to be the provider, right? And one who is just constantly working and trying to make sure there's food on the table and the things within the household are taken care of, and that any type of tasks that maybe need to be delegated, that they are delegated. You're also the teacher. I mean, you're informing kids on how they should be better people, how they should love and respect others, how they should be as they get older, how they should act. And sons, for example, you may have, just teaching them the simple everyday things, how to tie a tie, how to hold a bat the right way. And with girls, dealing with their delicate emotions. I know we as women, especially as little girls and teenagers, we could be really emotional. So trying to teach young people how to handle various situations. And then from fathers, I think you have such great pride in what you're trying to do. Those of you that are awesome dads, your dads that are not violent and that aren't constantly shouting in the household and trying to scold those that are within your household, and that you're serving as a protector. So your kids and your family as a whole are looking up to you and saying that no matter what, Dad is here to defend us should the need arise, or to just offer us that overall feeling of protection and safety. You know, there have been so many dads, too, that I've encountered that I'm constantly praying for that want to do more. You know, sometimes they're placed in situations with women where, let's say, the relationship doesn't work out, right? And instead of the two people sitting together and saying, okay, you know, we're not together anymore. We weren't able to reconcile our differences, but we have a child together. So here is what we can do to continue to manage things for this child so they won't grow up as a messed up individual, if you will. Instead, a lot of dads that I talk to tell me that the woman is interfering and sacrificing the child almost mercifully and doing so in such a way where they're treated as if they're just there really for child support. And I don't think that that's the right way to go about things. And I am constantly praying for those fathers. I've actually had a dad say to me once that, you know, I would certainly spend more time with my child. I'd even buy them things or get them the different things that they need if the woman wasn't so out of place. I almost wish there was somewhere I could go, like a father's haven with kids, where they could just be dropped off and it'd be just me and my children, and I do for them and provide for them as I need to be without the drama of dealing with the woman. And ladies, I'm not trying to be mean about it. I mean, I realize it's not easy to be with a man and work with a man that you feel isn't being as responsible as he should be. And I tell a lot of my sister friends, you know, it's so wonderful before you have bills and babies that you're sharing with men. Because every time you see them, it's a joyous occasion, right? You've styled your hair, you've put on your best little seductive outfit, and you've gone out with this guy, and you're just having a wonderful time. But then when the children come forth and the bills come forth, a lot of times it could be a whole other story. But I think, ladies, what we have to learn to truly be real women is how to work better with the guys and allow them the opportunity to be great fathers so that we don't have children growing up like we see today, just wandering the streets and not really as disciplined, controlled, and in a way reacting in society as they should. So I hope that things will get better, and I'll certainly keep praying for those type of men that I've talked with. You know, I also pray for those fathers that are out there that have lost their way. There's so many different obstacles that fathers come across, and they are also out there for women too, but with today being Father's Day, I'm just zeroing in more on the situations that fathers have to deal with. And sometimes you can lose your way in regards to drugs and drinking, for example. I heard on the news earlier today that Rodney King had died, and I remembered so many different stories about him, anywhere from the beating that he suffered that spun off the riots in L.A. to him being in a better condition and a better place after winning a lawsuit and trying to get his life more in order. And I just wish that he was in a better place. And I don't know what ultimately took his life. The news just came out today that he passed away, but he explained his drug issues. So a lot of fathers have different things they're trying to overcome. And they may sometimes turn to the drugs and the drinking and the crime to try to figure out how they can hold the family together. And also, they may not have had the type of role model that they needed in their lives to try to be much better men. So I pray for those fathers too, that they are able to release themselves from those demons so that they can not only be better fathers, but be better people as well. And, you know, as I think about different dads that are out there, the dads that have been widowed, where they at one time had a spouse that was helping them out. I think about them and what they're currently going through, trying to be single fathers and what that must be like. Trying to raise children that are healthy and strong by themselves. I imagine it's a lot of work, and I salute you and applaud you for the work that you're constantly doing to try to raise children the right way. And I also salute and applaud and congratulate the dads who have had to step in for the fathers that weren't able to do the job for one reason or another. There are some fathers that may not even know that they're fathers. Sometimes the woman is not as responsible as she should be, and she may hide things, or she may say one dad is the father and he turns out not to be. And as a result, other men step up. And so on this day, the children that they took the time to raise circle back and say thank you to them. And some of them may actually be substitute fathers, and in real life, they're actually grandfathers. They may be godfathers. They could be uncles. They may actually be friends of the family. But they're men who stepped in there and said, hey, this kid needs some guidance. And I'm not going to stand by when I can have the opportunity to make a difference in their lives. I'm going to go ahead and step in there, and I'm going to do something to help this child out. And in the long run, that person, that substitute who has taken the place of the biological father that actually helped the child to be born, they have molded an individual that turns out to be an awesome person in our society. So I certainly salute you, and I thank you for doing such an awesome job. I am going to take a quick break, and then when I come back, I'm going to salute one other group of individuals. And you'll find out who they are right after this break. Be right back. right. Welcome back, everyone. I am saluting fathers today. This is your host, Teresa Banks, and you have been listening to LSEC Radio, and I just want to thank you again for tuning in. Today is Father's Day. Happy, happy, happy Father's Day to all of you men that are out there. I hope you are spending time with your children and just hanging out with your family and having an absolute fabulous time, and also getting some rest in there. I hear that trying to chase behind kids sometimes and worry about them up through adulthood can be a lot of work, and I just hope that you feel that your efforts are not in vain. I was talking earlier about different expectations that are placed on fathers and the different things that fathers have to face. I was also praying for fathers and indicating that I constantly pray for them, those that want to be more in their kids' life, but for one reason or another haven't had the opportunity to be in their kids' lives as best as they have wanted to be. And then I also gave a salute and a shout-out to the fathers that have stepped in there, whether it be the widowed dads or the ones that have served as substitutes and that have done an outstanding job in doing so. This is your day today as well. As I wrap up today's show, I also wanted to recognize one other group of fathers for Father's Day, and they're not actually men. I wanted to recognize the moms that are doubling as fathers, where the dads have not been there. They were given an opportunity, and they were not interfered with, and they chose, for whatever reason, to not be a part of a child's life to the best of their ability. I want to give a special hug and a special embrace and a special job well done message to those of you that are moms that have taken on that challenge and that have said, you know, with no man in my life, you know what, I am still going to be here and I am still going to do the job for my child and to help them out. I realize the extraordinary effort it must take. I mean, you're trying to raise your sons, for example, try to give them that strength and that courage that they need to be grown men, and to not raise them also in such a way where they will be mama's boys, if you will, that takes a lot of work. It really takes a lot of work and a lot of effort, as well as to raise daughters and give them the attention that they need in full. I mean, being a woman, you can always give them that woman side that they need and that woman preparation of how to be a lady and how to grow up to be a good woman. But there's always that side that dads put in there, that extra bit of strength that I think dads offer up, that it can sometimes be hard to duplicate. So I say to all of you women that have had to go at it alone to stay encouraged and to know that God is always there keeping you, directing you, and placing you in the path that you need to be on, so that you will still be able to manage one way or another. On this Father's Day, my ultimate blessing is that those of you that are fathers and that love your children to death, that you maintain always a wonderful relationship with them. Check in and see how they're doing. Touch base and be a part of their lives and experience what they're going through, and share your experiences so that they may learn from them. Now, at this point, I am going to close today's show. It has been such a pleasure to be on the air and to be saluting dads today. They are so worthy of it. I want to remind those of you that are listening to drop me an email at any time to say hello, or to let me know that you're out there and that you're listening and the type of programs you've enjoyed. And I will certainly continue to put more out there on my agenda to do. My email address is mailtobanks@aol.com. It's spelled M-A-I-L, the number 2, B as in boy, A-N-K-S, at aol.com. I will be on the lookout for your emails. Also, become a friend or a follower of the show, and I thank all of you that have done so already. It's been so much fun dropping messages to you and to see what you have to say in return. You can become a friend or follower by going to blogtalkradio.com/ellasec, spelled E-L-L-A-C-E-C, and becoming a friend or a follower right there. You can also check out that same URL or website address to listen to archived versions of this program. There's so many great shows that are out there that I've had the opportunity to do, and so many guests that have taken the time out to share their words of wisdom. So certainly check out those archives and listen to some past shows you may have missed. Now, in regards to some books that I have coming up, I told you during a past program I'm putting together a book that will be naughty, and I'm putting together a book that will be nice, and I'm not going to tell you the titles of those just yet, but their release dates will be real soon. So be on the lookout. I'm trying to get something out for both of those before the end of this year. So stay tuned. I haven't had a chance to finally compose a work and to publish it in a while. My schedule has been so busy. So I think this is certainly going to be the year. So I will keep you all posted. And then finally, I want to remind those of you that are in the Chicagoland area, I have two classes that are coming up that I have been teaching at South Suburban College in South Holland, Illinois, and you don't want to miss them. There's one coming up on June 27th at 7 o'clock. It's entitled Becoming a Published Author, and I will be showing individuals how to put together their books and how they can then either self-publish them or go through a publishing house. So you certainly don't want to miss that particular class. And then the next class is coming up on July 11th. It will be called Surviving a Layoff, and it'll be at 7 o'clock. It's also at South Suburban College, and you don't want to miss that class as well. Both of these classes will be repeated again in the fall, but you want to take them over the summer if you can. They are $29 each, and you want to call the school directly register. If you need more details, more specific information like the phone number and the address of the school, just drop me an email and I will get that to you. My email address again is mailtobanks@aol.com. With all of that said, I hope that the rest of your Sunday, the rest of your Father's Day is enjoyable. I hope the upcoming week is well spent and no troubles are about. And I just hope that the rest of your day today goes well. Take good care of yourself. Be blessed. And know that each day is always a blessing. And we're fortunate to be here. Take care.